You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Dani Wexelman with Maria Guardado, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. And Maria, I think that you may have had the busiest week of all the clubs. I'm just going to go ahead and give you that title. I think you deserve it with the Shohei Ohtani news with his UCL. We've cleared that up. So it's time to focus on Zach Cozart. He and his donkey are heading west with Anderson Simmons at short. The Angels plan to slide him over to third base, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was really interesting to kind of hear, on the conference call with Billy Epler and Zach Cozart, like how this ended up happening. When the Angels first reached out to Cozart, they actually saw him playing second base because they didn't believe that they were going to end up making a trade for someone to fill that void. And then on Wednesday, Cozart was kind of on board with that idea. And then that's when, Epler got that call from the Tigers about Ian Kinsler. So, Billy said that he ended up having to go back to Cozart to kind of, broach the idea of playing third. And Cozart, who had kind of been on a lot of, bad teams with the Reds recently, has said, yeah, that sounds good. All I really want to do is win. So that's how the Angels ended up getting Zach Cozart, who, of course, has been a longtime shortstop, to play third for them.
And last year, and we're going to go back to the other side of the infield, but let's one more thing on Cozart. He broke out his first All-Star appearance. He hit 24 home runs, tied for the second among NL shortstops. So this is a great pickup for the Angels, and it sounds like it's great that he's willing to do whatever and play wherever to win, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think his willingness to play, two different positions, really, that he hasn't played in the majors just kind of shows, what a team player he is. I think that, the character aspect is one side of a player that, front offices always look at when they're looking to make these acquisitions. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, like I said, his willingness to just kind of play all over the infield and, do whatever it takes to win was another thing that really appealed to the Angels about him.
It's really interesting to kind of watch Billy Epler just plug in all these holes. So let's move to the other side of the infield. As you just mentioned, the Angels also acquired veteran Ian Kinsler. They gave up two minor league prospects in return, but it looks like the infield is rounding out pretty nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, the second base and third base were kind of their two biggest holes in the infield. And I think that, Billy Epler has done a nice job in filling them with Ian Kinsler and Zach Cozart. One of the things that he really emphasized to us at the end of the season was that he was really looking to kind of bolster the offense, improve the team's overall on-base percentage. The Angels ranked last in the American League in slugging percentage in 2017, and now they've added Ian Kinsler, who, has always had, really nice pops for a second baseman, and Zach Cozart, who, as you mentioned, hit a career high in home runs this last year. So, I think that these are two guys who are really going to fit in nicely with the Angels and really help beef up their offense. They also find Justin Upton, and of course they have Mike Trout, and they're kind of hoping for a bounce back season from Albert Pujols. So I think they have the potential to have a really dangerous lineup next year, although they are a little bit right-handed. So I think that will be kind of interesting to see how that ends up playing out. But, overall, they're looking really good.
It's pretty exciting, I think, as someone who will get to cover them and kind of see the ins and outs every day. Joe Posnanski wrote an article for MLB.com kind of spotlighting the Angels and all the moves that they've made. They're going for it, and they're in it to win it. And there's always a team every season that seems to be the one that stands out the most, and the Angels happen to be it this year. So, how does that eventually translate on the field? It's great that they're doing it here in the off season and making the moves, but how does that work moving to the field?
Sure. So, I mean, I think that there is some urgency building, with the Angels to kind of win now, just given the fact that, Mike Trout is only under contract for three more seasons. So, I feel like the Angels always get a lot of flack because they have yet to win a playoff game since Trout has come up, and they actually haven't won one since 2009. So, they are kind of facing a bit of a window, and I think that's, one of the things that's really kind of prompted the Angels to make all these moves and try to improve themselves. But in terms of how the on-field product will reflect these changes, I do think that they're going to be better on the offensive end, just having a full season of Justin Upton, to kind of put in the middle of the lineup with Mike Trout. And, you know, like I mentioned before, the additions of Ian Kinsler and Zach Gozart should also kind of help in terms of, you know, the slugging percentage and just the overall, you know, the overall runs that they're going to score. And I'm really curious to see what, you know, Shohei Ohtani can bring. I mean, both on the mound and potentially at the plate. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of these guys have the potential to be impact players and kind of just, you know, add more value to this roster, which, you know, last year was mostly, you know, anchored by Mike Trout and Andrelton Simmons. And now I feel like they have, you know, five guys who can really kind of be, you know, stars in their own right. So I just think it's a deeper team, and, you know, we'll see how they end up comparing to the Astros, who, of course, are probably still going to enter the season as the favorites to win the American League West.
Is Shohei Ohtani still at the top of your list as the first guy you've got to talk to at spring training?
Most likely, I would say yes. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be interested in talking with him, particularly from the Japanese media as well. So,
yes.
You know, I see the Angels beat increasing by quite a bit. There were three of us last year. I don't think that's going to be the case next year. But so, you know, I think it's going to be fun.
Not to be lost in all this, Maria, is the Rule 5 draft that happened in Orlando, and the Angels snagged right-hander Luke Bard. Why should Angels fans be excited about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, Luke Bard, I think, is just another guy who can kind of help bolster the Angels' bullpen depth, you know, and just like the general rules of the Rule 5 draft, you know, he must be kept on the 25-man roster for the entire year or else offered back to his old team. So, you know, I think that he's someone who the Angels definitely think could end up making the club and having an impact to their bullpen. You know, he has a really high strikeout. He's averaged a lot of strikeouts per nine innings, which is a stat that I think Billy Epler puts a lot of value in. So, yeah, I mean, he is definitely someone who could kind of come in and help fill some of the holes that were left in the bullpen by, you know, a lot of the guys who were free agents were from the bullpen, like Yusmeiro Petit, Bud Norris, Andrew Bailey, Houston Street. So, you know, this is kind of just another move to kind of replenish that depth and bring in some more potentially impact bullpen talent.
So we've named a lot of new guys on this team. It seems like right before the winter meetings, we named one, and now we have a lot of new faces. But what other faces could we see? What else needs to be done? What else has Billy Epler got to get done before spring training?
You know, there isn't really a lot left to be done, to be honest. You know, he has his major pieces set in place. You know, all that's left really is probably a backup outfielder who can play center.
Okay.
And potentially some more bullpen depth. I mean, that's pretty much it. They took care of left field by re-signing Justin Upton. They took care of second base with Kinsler, and third base with Zach Cozart. And, of course, the Ohtani addition kind of, you know, helps stabilize the rotation. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, whatever is left is really just going to be supplementary. It's definitely not going to be as, you know, eye-popping probably as his previous moves. But, yeah, I mean, I think Billy Epler has already had a very successful offseason. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how this reshaped roster kind of looks come spring training.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are optimistic. I think that you're going to have a lot of bandwagon fans this season just because the team is so dynamic and so unique. And hats off to Billy Epler for building this team and going out and getting it above all the other 29 clubs. So I know, Maria, it's going to be super exciting for you. And I can't wait to talk about this every week with you and see how this team is progressing. But we're going to close the chapter for now because it's the holidays and we've wrapped up winter meetings. So, you know, we'll put a bow on this for now and we'll come back after the new year and see what we can look ahead to. So I appreciate your time so much, Maria. I love talking with you.
Thanks, Annie.
Of course. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Maria.